Hey everybody, do you know what's about to happen? I do.
It's a Tiny Tight Show, what you know about pro wrestling. Tune in, get a lesson in, a little MMA, got a question, throw it our way, a suggestion. Listen to the podcast with some bomb gas. RVD, no he won't pass, makes me so mad when Big Show sad. I just can't believe the acting, it's the last thing I wanna see. But Mae Young fasting, crashing through a table, you're overreacting, not another stable. Tiny Tight Show, move. Not, don't give a fuck, Chris Benoit. I'm Zach Selleck, Mike Batchelor. Start the show, brother.
We are live. It's the Tiny Tight Show for the week of February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day. It's a Valentine's Day episode for the Tiny Tight Show. I am one half your tag team champions, Mike Batchelor. Join with me, as always, my tag team partner till he turns on me. Then we're fighting at WrestleMania.
Well, in the theme of the week, I think I'm going to change my name. Like Antonio Cesaro, like Big E Langston, I'm going to change my name. Today, I'm just going to be known as Zach. I think it's
Zach. We did it a month ago. We changed it. We never made it official. We just did it a month ago.
Well, I usually say my first and last name, so.
Okay. I thought you were going to go with Pi.
Pie. I could go Pie. I could go with Keegan. That's my middle name.
Zachary De La Rocca.
Yeah, that's Rage Against the Machine.
Yes, Zachary Morse.
Saved by the Bell.
Yes. So how you doing, brother?
Good. How you doing? I heard you got a new addition to your tattoo family on your body.
By family, meaning it's not an only child anymore. So, new tattoo. Hold on, see. Yes. Stand up for the worker, man. Focus. There we go. Blue Lantern tattoo. All will be well. A little positivity in this world of negativity.
So, were you planning this for a long time?
I was eventually going to get all the different Green Lantern logos on my forearm. So, we're just starting with that for now.
So, yeah, how long have you been thinking about this for?
Like 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
And I figure with the year and a half that I've had, now's about good time as any.
Where did you get the idea from? Did you see someone who had it or see it in, like, a magazine or show or something?
No, I was just like, well, you know me, I'm a huge comic geek, so I was like the Green Lantern, the Blue Lanterns and all that, and I like what it's what it means. So it's the Blue Lanterns. So if to do some history, so it's the logo of the Blue Lantern Corps. So the Green Lanterns, their rings run on willpower.
Okay.
So the Blue Lanterns, they run on hope.
Mm-hmm.
So the green and the blue kind of run hand in hand. So it's about positivity. It's always about no matter how dark things are, how stressful things are, all will be well. So that's what the text says on my tattoo, because that's kind of their mantra.
Cool. And I think I asked you this before, but you haven't seen Canada's Worst Driver, have you?
No, I have not.
Oh, because there was a guy, he was on it, and every time he got anxiety, anytime he got stressed out, he would always quote something, and I think it was from that, I think it was what you have on your wrist, I think, is there like a whole speech to that?
A little bit, not much.
Like, let me hear it. You got anything memorized? Like,
I don't have their off the top of my head, but I can look it up in the power of Wikipedia.
Well, I'll stall for a bit, yeah, because on this show, Canada's Worst Driver. I don't know if anyone from the States gets that show, but it's a hilarious show where they test the worst drivers in Canada on this airport, this closed down airport, and they have these obstacles that they have to go through and stupid things in the car. So, but there's this one guy, he was hilarious. And every time he got stressed out, he would quote this Blue Lantern or Green Lantern. I'm really not sure. It's not my game, but he had this whole speech and he would it would calm himself down. And, let's see if it's the same thing that,
okay. So, see what we got here. So the Blue Lantern Corps, their oath. In fearful day, in raging night, with strong hearts full, our souls ignite. When all seems lost in the war of light, look to the stars, our hope burns bright.
That's it! That's it! That's it? Same. That's the same thing that guy was saying in the show, for sure. Like, yes! Nailed it.
Yes. I prefer the all will be well, as opposed to that big, long mouthful.
Okay. You have to look up that clip now. Like,
oh yeah,
you have to look up, and the guy's like kind of hilarious looking. Yeah, because it's like long hair and stuff, so you gotta look that up.
Sweet. So that's gonna be like my first of many. I've got a lot. It's funny, my Twitter friggin' blew up for like a whole night, because I actually tweeted a picture of it to Geoff Johns, the guy that created the Blue Lantern Corps and the writer of Green Lantern. Mm-hmm. And he favored it, and he retweeted it. So for like 3 hours straight, my phone wouldn't stop vibrating from people just saying, oh, that's awesome, retweet, retweet, retweet.
Really? That's pretty cool.
I think I've got like 10 new followers, and nobody follows my Twitter, so.
That's pretty neat. Yeah,
man. So, yeah, so that's...
What do you think made more of a social impact? That picture being retweeted a bunch of times, or the BJ Whitmer YouTube video, pile driver video?
I think the BJ Whitmer one. That was like, if you look at the counts on the art of YouTube page, it's like 10 grand or 10,000.
No, it's more than that. It was over 50. It was over 50, like 50,000 in like a day or two. It's so exciting to watch.
Yes, we got the exclusive perfect place and time. I don't think that's going to happen when we go back to Ring of Honor in May at Border Wars.
Oh, that was so lucky that you were just filming at that exact time and caught that. That was great.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder if I was not there, I wonder if you would have filmed it. That's a good question, because I went up to the washroom or to grab a dog or something, a beer.
Yeah, no, because you give two shits about BJ Whitmer and Mike Bennett, so that's why you went for a hot dog.
But
that was exactly what you said, like, I don't care about BJ Whitmer. I'm going to get food.
Hey, that was my question. My question was, do you think you would have filmed it if I was still sitting there? I don't know.
Yes, because as memory serves, I was in perfect position to get a nice photo of Maria's ass as Nigel was carrying her around out to the front ramp.
Yeah, that's a nice bum.
Yes. So we are in the road to WrestleMania has begun with the Elimination Chamber coming royal up. That's right, I said real up.
Is that a new word there?
Yes. Drink a cider for the unemployed man.
Drink a
cider. Going up and down the road, looking for work.
Yes, we're going to WrestleMania. We're not going to WrestleMania. We're on the road to WrestleMania.
I could go to WrestleMania with my fuck off and go away money. But that would be a bad investment, because I'd be pissed off at the main event. Do you think they're going to change the main event of Bautista versus Blaine Orton?
No, I hope so. I hope so. At least throw in Daniel Bryan, make it a three-way. Make it a menage.
A menage of ring action, as they were. Because, you know, we're not going to see CM Punk versus Triple H.
Yeah, I'm sure we covered it on last week's show, but yeah, CM Punk leaving.
Do you think Punk's got a gripe? Like, that's a good spot. Like, I mean, Zack Ryder would kill to be working Triple H at WrestleMania.
Yeah, we still don't know that. That was kind of last week's speculation. I haven't heard anything more about that this week, but we heard a little bit about CM Punk wanting to do an MMA fight, possibly. I tweeted that on the Tiny Tights show Twitter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he might be doing an MMA fight. Probably just burned out. He'll probably come back in like SummerSlam time, I bet.
Mm-hmm. I've been listening to a lot of the different wrestling podcasts this week, like Major League Wrestling and all of them, because, you know, they're all former WWE writers.
Yeah.
And one of them was saying that they have this image of just, like, CM Punk with his ball cap and a hoodie up, and then Vince McMahon in a trench coat and, like, fake nose and glasses trying to not recognize, meeting in a park to negotiate the deal. All right, Punk, what do you want?
What does he want? He probably wants, like, he's from Chicago. He probably wants a deep dish pizza with no pepperoni.
Yeah. I don't think it's about money with Punk. I think he wants, it's the main event of WrestleMania, closing out the show.
He wants gas for his bus. We've went over this. For his touring bus, he wants a little bit of gasoline, a little petroleum.
Yeah. Did you listen to Austin's podcast where he was talking about how he was in Los Angeles for a Raw and just meeting with all the boys backstage? And he did like 3 interviews. He did an interview with Cena. He did an interview with Big Show. And he did an interview with Dutch. Uh-huh. And apparently Big Show was taking a shit in the back of his bus.
While the interview?
No, before the interview, when Austin went onto his bus to do an interview.
Yeah, so right? Big Show shit in Austin's bus?
No, Big Show shit in his own bus.
Oh, okay.
But Austin busted him because he texted him, like, where are you? He goes, oh, I'm in the back to you. Well, I'm here to do the interview.
he was running a little late on time, eh?
Yeah. And Austin's all like, I love RVing like a motherfucker, and I wish I had a bus when I was going down the road.
Up and down.
Yeah.
So those haven't been released yet. Not the Cena, not the Big Show. What was the last Austin podcast that you listened to?
Last one I listened to was when he told everyone where he's just doing these interviews.
Okay. So I listened to a Chris Jericho one with Chavo Guerrero. Did you happen to catch that?
Oh, man, that was such a good listen.
Because he had one part one and part two. I'm pretty sure I caught majority of both. So yeah. I could be wrong. Maybe I didn't get to the end of part two, but what did you get through?
I listened to the whole thing.
So what are some highlights that you had? Do you remember? It's probably been close to a week ago, so I'm a little fuzzy on it too. But
so yeah, especially with our members. Yeah. A lot of the WCW stories with Jericho and Chavo.
Well, yeah, he was talking about. That was interesting how when he started with WCW, he only had 10 to 20 matches, excuse me. Chavo Guerrero did.
Yeah.
I'm right on that one, right? Somewhere around there?
Yeah, you're right on that one, yeah.
But he had instincts because he'd been in the ring and his whole family was they said that during family outings and stuff they had Christmas and Thanksgiving, they had matches at the house. is that what you recall too?
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Was it in the house? Not in the house, but did they must have a ring?
Yeah, probably the backyard, knowing the Guerreros.
Yeah, some sort of ring in the backyard. They would have matches during Christmas and Thanksgiving, and all the family would get together.
the Eddie Guerrero was my favorite wrestler story. I wanted that shirt when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that was a real shirt. I that was a gimmick shirt. I thought that was like a real shirt you could buy from WCW.
So you're part one of those guys, eh?
Yeah. And all the stories with Pepe, because that's when I found Chavo was his most interesting, was when he had Pepe.
Pepe was great. I remember Pepe too.
Yeah. A lot of the Benoit stories about ribs and things like that were pretty interesting.
Yeah, what was that one rib where he didn't he like Benoit shit in someone's shoe?
Oh,
or something?
Yeah, it's like so a couple marks were just wrestling around in the hotel room next to Chavo and Benoit's room. So they threw the shoe at the door, so Benoit ran and grabbed the shoe.
They didn't see who took it.
And they didn't. Yeah.
And Benoit was hiding around the corner, and he could hear them going, like, "Hey, where'd the shoe go?
Where's my shoe?"
And he's just snickering to himself.
And then he proceeded to take a dump in the shoe, then put it back.
Didn't the kid say, like, "Ah, what?" Probably one of those wrestlers or something like that.
Could you imagine, like, if I did that to you, and then you go out to get your shoe, and there's just Benoit putting the shoe back down with the shit in it, and just look up at you like, no one's ever going to believe you, and then just walks off.
Well, you wouldn't do anything about it.
No.
That guy would be too intimidated, and you would just take the shoe, rinse it out as much as possible.
Yes.
I don't know if I'd put it on right there.
No.
I'd probably like at least try to take it home, let it dry out, maybe wash it again before I put it on.
Freeze the fuck out of it.
Yeah, Febreze the fuck out of it. But it would still be cool knowing you had that one moment with Chris Benoit, even though it was like that's a great story. Like,
imagine dude, the second imagine that, like,
imagine being that kid and then he's still in the wrestling and he hears that story and he's like, fuck yeah, Chris Benoit, shit in my shoe, yes.
Or it's the reaction of, I told you he was crazy, he took a dump in my shoe, none of you believed it.
Or like, it was like three kids and they all had a bet. It's like, oh, I bet you it was Eddie, I bet you it was Chavo, I bet you it was Benoit. And when they heard the podcast, they're like, oh yeah, you owe me two burritos.
What is that, a standard wager?
So
I'm also liking my Team Canada bandwagon new Nike sweater.
Yes, it's the Sochi Olympics. It's Valentine's Day.
Yes.
You're wearing red.
I got signed by Team Canada. It's me and Scott DeMore. Me and Petey Williams and Eric Young and Bobby Roode.
Why is that that's your homicide or your Eddie Guerrero?
It's, you never know, Homicide got joined by Team Canada too. I'm from Canada, yo.
Okay, road to WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. So the Elimination Chamber is coming up.
Oh yeah, okay, let's talk some name changes. Let's talk like this, two big stars, already established stars. One was Intercontinental Champion, one was US champion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Antonio Cesaro, Big E Langston have their names changed.
Yes.
What do you think, go?
It's not that big of a deal. I liked Antonio, since Antonio Cesaro does sound a lot better than just Cesaro. Uh-huh. But I think most people just call him Cesaro anyway, so it's not a big deal. Most people just call him Big E rather than Big E Langston.
So you're okay with it?
It doesn't affect me one way or another.
Really?
They need to get those thigh wraps off Cesaro. Let's put some knee pads on him.
Yeah, well, here's what I think. I think it's freaking stupid. If you're going to take that side, I'm going to take this side, and I have no problem taking this side. I think it's pretty stupid. They're already established. Why? Cesaro? It's Cesaro? That's his name? Cesaro? Like, yeah. What? Like, it's not. Oh, I just don't get it. I don't get it. And is this? I read on the internet today that Vince doesn't think it's tough enough. No pun intended with the show there.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? You think Antonio is not tough enough when you got guys like Fandango and you got?
It's the package. He needs to be more like into like the suits and the very European. And I'm the baddest motherfucker in the room because I can European. Uppercut the fuck out of you and swing you around, doesn't matter how big you are.
There's also another rumor that it's all about getting chants going, because it's like syllables, all syllable oriented, right? Because like, you can't chant Antonio Cesaro. You can
Chuck Taylor's always got that chant going, let's go Chuck Taylor, you're the best wrestler ever. But then again, that's Chikara, so...
Yeah, so you can't compare that, but I see what you're saying there. Like, it can be done, but I don't think the educated crowd like Chikara, I don't think I think they can pull it off.
Definitely. At the end of the day, they're gonna chant what they want to chant. So, is what it is. Wade Barrett needs they need to do something more with Wade Barrett.
Wade Barrett, yeah. Well, I thought you were liking him. You're raving about him in the last week or the week before on the Tiny Tight Show.
I love me some bad news. But Barrett should have been number 30 at the Royal Rumble instead of Ray, because they needed a strong heel. Because everyone expected to be Daniel Bryan. Like, it should have been Barrett, and it should have been number 30.
Yeah.
Instead of just trading barbs with Jerry Lawler. Yeah, well, you're a stupid head.
You want to know how bad the place would have booed if it was Wade Barrett instead of Rey Mysterio, instead of Daniel Bryan? They would have went nuts. Like, you would have seen garbage.
Yes.
You would have seen garbage if Wade Barrett was the...
and just have give Barrett a bullhorn walking down.
Like, some of your ideas are good. That was a bad idea you just shot at me.
What? Just, I've got some bad news for you. I'm number 30, not Daniel Bryan. Just work it.
But...
just egging people on as he comes to the ring. Just talking shit.
Alright, sorry, just give me 2 seconds. Keep going. Stall for the 2 seconds, sir.
Stall for the working man. Drink another cider. Yeah, so it looks like Tansai is done as a wrestler. He's turning into a commentator.
Yeah, I read that. I saw him on NXT. Is
he's not bad. He's got potential.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think? Should we go back to Japan one last run?
Him is part of Bullet Club, even though there's a lot of guys in Bullet Club in New Japan. I could see it. Like, him and Anderson are former tag team champions together.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Is that guy any closer to a deal, that Prince guy?
Prince Devitt? A lot of speculation.
But... well, you know who else I heard of speculation? A couple of ROH talents. Can you name them?
Kevin Steen.
One.
And who was the other one? Oh, Elgin.
Yeah, you got 2 for 2. So what do you think about that?
I don't think Steen, as much as I would love for Steen to get signed, A, his physique works against him, but Bray Wyatt is the person that's breaking down doors when it comes to fat guys. So
I think Luke Harper with the big bald spot and his hit, I think Luke Harper has something to do with it too. Because he is gnarly.
And two, the thing I'm kind of working against Steen, he doesn't like traveling that much, and his family, because he's a big family guy.
Yeah, fuck that. If he's going to WWE, excuse my language, even though we have a rating.
Yes, we're an explicit rock podcast, so.
I don't even care. I don't think, you honestly think, oh, I don't like traveling, I'm not going to go where everyone goes to make money and be a star and be a legend. You're kidding me, Bachelor. That's strike two for tonight, okay?
And the other biggest reason why he won't is because they won't let him use the package pile driver. And that's what's got him over, man.
Well, you can find other ways to get over, man.
And Steen is that.
Steen is a mouthpiece. He can talk. He will definitely be a bad guy. Imagine him and Ambrose rolling around in a few years being top heels. Yeah, you.
Him and Sami Zayn on NXT, I would love to see that.
Let's see a three-way. Cesaro, not Antonio Cesaro, just Cesaro versus Zayn versus Steen. Mm. What would Steen... okay, let's make up names for Steen and Elgin right now. What's
his name?
Let's play...
Yeah, because they need their slave names. Murray Finkelbottom.
Ooh, that's a good one. I think that...
that's a terrible name.
I think Michael Elgin looks like a Roy Orbit. Roy Orbit.
He looks like a Joe. Someone has like a mullet, like
Joe Pesconi. Joe Pasquiwacky.
Joe Pescacky from Nakalaki.
Smoking tobacco.
Chewing tobacco. Chewing the tobacco. There you go.
Boom, he was, because we had that argument with him.
Yeah, so what was this? So Joe Kakalaki?
From Kakalaki Mackie, smoking tobacco, wacky, chewing that shit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Just put him with Enzo.
Oh, fuck Enzo. Soft. Oh, man. I got a man erection for him.
Yes. Soft.
Not soft. Oh.
Oh. Yeah, so that's going on. Now, you said you were watching some TNA.
Oh, that's it for names? Come on, we got this.
Okay, so I don't know. For Steen, I don't know.
Come on with some names. What first names haven't been used? Is there a Josh? Is there a Jacob? That doesn't sound very mean, though, I guess. If you're going for mean, if Antonio can't be a name, I guess Jacob can't be a name.
No. I just love with the Wolves, they're actually letting them beat Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards in TNA.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, I actually caught up in a little bit of TNA for those listeners of the Tiny Tight Show. Mm-hmm. Know that I don't have Spike TV and I have a tough time keeping up with TNA. When I do follow it, though, enjoy it.
The multiverse provides, as we like to say.
Yeah. Anyway, so I watched the Wolves debut. I've been watching trying to catch up on the last few episodes. I've been really enjoying Eddie Edwards. I feel like he's gotten better or more comfortable with the camera somehow, because somehow you go from a smaller promotion with less production value to a higher one, and somehow I feel like your confidence increased. So good for you, Eddie Edwards.
So what do you think of the decision by TNA to tape at least a month and a half of TV in England, where they're going to have a huge crowd? I think it makes sense.
I think that makes sense.
It makes them seem like they're a much bigger draw, a bigger company.
Yeah?
Yep. What do you think of MVP as the investor? I think he's doing a really good job.
I haven't caught up to that point yet. So,
gold on the mic. Just gold. Just not putting up with Dixie shit.
Yeah, see, sir, I'll look forward to that because I haven't got to that point yet.
Rockstar Spud.
I'm enjoying Rockstar Spud. I'm surprised, but I am kind of enjoying Magnus. I didn't think I would be, but I am enjoying. Mm. I am enjoying Magnus. I think he pulls it off, the cocky heel. I'm enjoying the faction, except for like the EC3. I don't know if he's trying to be like smug in the background on purpose to try to set up some storyline, future storyline or not, but I don't know.
Well, I thought it's just his character. That's what he is. So I like the fact that MVP calls him C-3PO.
Yeah, see, I haven't got to that part. You're just spoiling shit for me. I told you I hadn't seen it. Now you're spoiling shit on purpose. So I don't like that. So, stop that.
And then a dinosaur came in, and
I know that didn't happen, so don't lie to me.
Okay. So I also like what they're doing with the Eric Young Abyss thing.
I told the listeners of the Tiny Tight Show, which is this show you're listening.
Yes.
Yeah. That I didn't like how they finally broke the news that Abyss was, or Joseph Park was Abyss. Like, it was kind of anticlimactic. Eric Young in the middle of the ring after, what, a year and a half? I don't know. 2 years? I don't know how long it's been. I don't know.
But
that's how you do it. And then, now what? Like, it's so kind of like, was there a plan? Is there ever a plan? Like, yeah, at times I thought there was a plan. I felt like there was a plan, but I don't think there was an actual plan.
Well, that's the thing. They got the elephant out of the room, so to speak. Without going into too much of the spoilers over what's going to happen over the next month, I think they're going to really get into more of why did he become Joseph Park. And to me, like, that's interesting storytelling.
You know what I find the most interesting thing about the whole thing is the mask with the hair on it. I want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's what I like about this whole storyline, the mask with the hair. Now when I'm watching Abyss, I'm like, what is hair and what is weave or whatever? That's what I'm...
Yeah.
Are you watching for that too?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been good. A lot of stuff. Well, I guess we're going to see the Wolves versus the Bromance, which could be a good...
Loving the Bromance too. Loving DJ Zima Ion. That's working for me.
Who'd have thought Jesse from Big Brother would be such a good freaking wrestler?
Yeah, he's great. He's got all the mannerisms, and I've been enjoying him.
What do you think about Anderson versus Bully Ray?
Yeah, I like how they're taking the time telling the story. I haven't got again. I'm not as caught up as you are, so. But I like Bully Ray's kind of morbid, kind of
emo.
Emo dark character turn. So mm-hmm. I'm excited to see where that goes. I heard that Jeff Hardy has a new character.
Well, it's his old character. It's his old Will-O-The-Wisp character, but he's doing it in TNA for some reason, which is, I don't know, it could be interesting. It's got to be better than the Dexter gimmick.
Yeah, I don't know why, if you have such a brand name like Jeff Hardy, why you want to change that. But if you're getting bored and... TNA, why not challenge yourself with a new character? At least maybe he'll be able to express himself different in promos, and it might come off more natural than it does, because his promos do not come off very natural at all.
Oh, like, he's going full tilt out there with Willow.
That excites me. That excites me.
Yeah, you gotta watch this. You gotta watch the preview. It's all over YouTube.
I watched it.
Oh, yeah. He's very low.
He's got like a black and white umbrella.
Yes.
Yeah, black and white like mask. Is it a mask? Is it a lucha mask?
It's a mask. Yeah, with mask with makeup. He's been doing that gimmick ever since Omega back in the day.
Yeah, I read that. I didn't know that. Must admit, but you got the knowledge, and I actually read that online as well.
That's why they call me the Brain Humanoids.
Who caused that?
I don't know. They. People. The people. The humanoids.
Okay, give me one. Give me another name for Michael Elgin in WWE. Baldy McGreer.
Baldy McGreer? Wow. Michael Wyatt.
Rusty McGruber.
Rex Rexall.
Rex Wellington.
The Machine. The Mechanic.
In the Mechanic. And he comes out in like dirty overalls. Oh, I guess they already do that with the Wyatts, but...
Well, that's why...
Yeah, he could be another Wyatt, maybe. With a bald, like... Because it's a family trait.
Just looks like a dirty, greasy dude. Throwing people around, being stiff as fuck. I think Elgin would be a hell of a Wyatt.
Okay, so his name is... yeah, Rusty McGruber.
There you go, Rusty. Rusty McGruber.
Okay.
There we go.
What do you got to say about Rey Mysterio kind of getting injured again at the SmackDown tapings?
I think it's time for him to retire. It is.
That's like my first thought, exactly. When I read that, I'm like, done. Like, done. You're done, man.
Actually, on next week's SmackDown, they'll just get Hunico to be the new Rey Mysterio.
You are not wrestling full-time ever again. You're going to have your one matches, couple of matches. You're going to have your little runs, your WrestleMania run. But you're not going to be a full-time wrestler anymore, Rey Mysterio.
If they're going to do on the WWE Network, that Cruiserweight show they keep threatening to do, he needs to be the GM of that show. I think that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, if he could cut a good promo, I'd say yeah, but he can't cut a good promo.
He's just for the rasa.
Yeah, I say no to that idea. So that's another bad idea. You should be in some sort of you should be in it. I don't think GM though. That's my opinion.
Or just like because I don't know, he can't talk, so he wouldn't be a good commentator.
But yeah, you can't talk. You can't talk.
No. So, what else is going on in the wrestling world this week?
I don't know. We're jumping all over the place today, but did you listen? That's what we do here on the Tiny Tight Show.
Mm-hmm.
Moose Knock, so, don't give a fuck.
Let's talk a little bit about Jeff Jarrett. He's been a little bit more open about his new promotion that he's starting, and he's on a worldwide talent hunt.
Yeah, he's a little bit more open. He's going to start a new promotion.
So he's
an open promotion.
He's going to Canada. He's going to Mexico. He's going to Japan.
Okay,
let's go to Puerto Rico.
Okay, let's start a new promotion with Jeff Jarrett right now. This is like the fantasy episode, guys. I hope you're enjoying this because I am. Mm-hmm. This is the fantasy. Who's going to be a Jeff Jarrett's new promotion? AJ Styles, number one draft pick because
common sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I know he's got really tight ties with AAA, so I'll probably pull some of the Mexican luchador guys.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with any names. You're gonna make any predictions if you know any?
Hard to say off the top of my head.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
What do they call you again? They?
The Brain. I didn't say it was a good nickname.
Okay, who else you got? Yeah,
I know he is coming to the Aurelia card, which we will be going to. I know I'm going to be going to. Hopefully you can make it.
Yeah, hopefully I can make this one for sure.
And March, we're so he's going to be there. Hacksaw Jim Duggan's going to be there. Bulldog Jr. is going to be there.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Oh, yeah. So I guess he's going to be having like a tryout or something with the local talent, Ontario talent. So that's kind of cool.
Oh, cool. I hope Bert Wonderstone or whatever his name, Bert Gunderson, whatever his fucking name was. Do you remember that little guy?
Yeah, that guy.
He looked like Russell Brand. He looked like a 100-pound Russell Brand, and he had
and
like that.
Yeah.
And his Big Show sling. Yeah, the Big Show sling. And he was great. He was fantastic. He like captivated the audience with his piercing eyes.
I'm sure local sensation Rip Impact will be there.
Rip Impact. Who is that other guy? I had all their names. It's been a couple months.
Yeah, their next show is coming up. We should actually make it to that one too.
Carter Mason was one of them.
Yeah, Carter Mason. Yeah.
Yeah, that was one guy. I'm trying to think of the other guys. There's a Legion of Doom dude.
Rage, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, really, show sounds good. What's next on the docket? Jeff Jarrett's promotion. Who else? Come on, give me some names. You're Tyson, the brain. You're the insider.
I'd sign Tyson Dukes. He deserves to be like a shot somewhere.
Tyson Dukes. Okay. Well, who would you pull off if you could pull off like remember when he started? I can't remember the exact timeline, so I could get something wrong, but I mean, R-Truth, he didn't maybe steal him from WWE. He was like a low card guy. Mm-hmm. He might have been unemployed there for a bit before he got with the first NWA TNA there, but give me someone like that, like someone on a TNA or WWE on a low card that he could pluck off.
Kenny King. Because they're not doing anything with him in the X Division.
Good name. Good call.
Maybe Willie Mack from PWG.
Good call. I like that. He's been wrestling for a long time. Big matches.
Aforementioned Chuck Taylor. I think he's a talented guy who deserves a lot more. Him and Trent are tearing it up in PWG. Their tag team are the best friends.
Yeah, what about Gargano?
Gargano's pretty good. I think he's under contract to Gabe, though. So I think Taylor may be under contract as well to Dragon Gate / Evolve. So.
Yeah.
But if he's available, I think he's a good hand. I don't think he's, like, top guy, per se, but good undercard guy.
Yeah.
From Japan, a couple guys. I know he's got the deal with Muda and World One, so I'm not that familiar with their roster. But let's hope it works out, because I watched the one video, because it wasn't even on YouTube. It was on Daily Motion or something like that. Mm-hmm. That Jared says he feels like we're on the verge of a wrestling boom again.
Yeah, I watched that video too.
Yeah. So I if he feels positive, then yeah, you never know.
Well, to me, I think in order to be a boom, there's got to be more competition. So TNA would really have to make some sort of leap, or he'd have to start a new promotion, and it'd have to be in obviously a couple of years because they'd have to build up some steam. But
St. Clair starts to need spending money for Ring of Honor already.
Yeah, see, they've had their chance, and I haven't really seen any difference other than maybe signing a few older stars, but I don't know.
Yeah,
it's not like an upgrade in production quality. It's not like like, if you're going to, okay, try to take a step, they come to Toronto, they've been always going to the shit-ass arena in Ted Reeves, and then they step up and go to, like, Maple Leaf Gardens, and then what do? They go back to Ted Reeves, they go back to the shithole. What does that say? Is that progression?
That needs to be a booking thing, because it may be booked for that weekend. Yeah, I don't know, though.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know, I'm just saying. Like, needs to step down.
There was a good turnout for the Maple Leaf Garden show, too, so it's not like it was like a bad house.
No. So, even though I got stuck in traffic because it was Caravana, where they have like all the festivities in Toronto, and like there's so much traffic, and that was a nightmare just thinking about it. I still would prefer to go back to that not needed athletic center, Maple Leaf Gardens, whatever you call it.
But you saw some titties, so.
It was hard to pay attention. You didn't want to run into the guy right in front of you, so you get a little sneak peek here, there.
Got to use your peripherals.
Use your perifs.
That's right. I think Jarek should sign like a guy like Ted DiBiase Jr.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
He's talented. Yep. He's got a name recognition.
Name, yeah. What about CM Punk? Ooh.
I see Punk going more to the Fortnite back to a run on the Indies rather than going to like a competition like that. Because even though he's not in for the money, but
he could be the number one guy. That's his issue. He's always be the number two behind Mr. Cena. He could be the number one guy.
Who else is available? Obviously, guys like Hiro, guys like any of the RH roster, things like that.
Yeah. Okay. One last time, what are you going to name Kevin Steen in the WWE?
Rapture. Have him wear the young buck frills and the outfit and paint the face.
What about like a very French name, like Jacques Lamonté.
And have him come out like Truth Commission, like khakis and a shirt and red beret.
And like he has a poutine, and it's always like hot. It's always got like steam coming off the poutine.
And anytime he goes to eat, someone takes it, distracts him, and takes his poutine. Then he just loses his shit.
Yeah, and that's his like Hulk up. He's got like half a French fry.
It's terrible. I love it. Gold, Jerry, gold.
Thanks, Ben. Yeah.
I smell money.
T-shirt time.
That's right.
Okay, so there's got to be a little few more minutes left on the Tiny Tight Show. Have a lot of fun. We're having fun this episode. We're just fantasy booking. We're talking about Jeff Jarrett's new promotion. We're talking about names.
What Oksana did to Naomi's eye. That was fucked up.
Yeah, I didn't actually see what happened. I just saw the Instagram photo of Naomi's eye after the fact. But
she's going to be gone for a long, long time. Like, she's just cost her a shit ton of money because I'm pretty sure they were going to book AJ versus Naomi at Mania. So that's out the window.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if she deserves that spot. I still will give it to a Bella over that. But you're right. They were building her up for something.
So I don't know. I don't know who Exxon is blowing to keep her job, but.
Okay, what happened? Was it a punch?
I think it was some kind of kick or something. Like, I missed it myself. I just heard about it, and I saw, again, the same picture that you saw.
Yeah. So how can you even say that about Arxan if you've never seen it?
Just from, like, the way that people were talking about it, that she was just being very careless.
Oh, my gosh, Bachelor. You didn't even see it, man. How could you have an opinion on it?
This is the internet community. This is what we operate off of. We're the voice of the internet community. We hate Cena. We can't give a good reason. Just, he's terrible.
Speaking of kind of total divas,
yeah, so it's
with Naomi, the other Uso, the ones not married to her, who got married the way like last month. The other one got married today. Apparently, we don't really know his girlfriend. He's not really not on Total Divas. They don't really highlight him. But
he get married to someone that's on the show that won't be on the show?
Yeah, what I'm thinking is like. You gotta like get married within a month of your twin. Like how? Like I know you're twins. Blah 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 blah. But how does that work out that you guys get married a month apart? That just seems kind of strange to me.
They switch on Tuesdays. Except their spouses are very dumb because they're still wearing the opposite side face paint. No one catches on.
Imagine if that girl got her eye bashed before her wedding. Ooh. How upset she would be. Good time. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Speaking of the Tiny Tight Show, that wasn't even a segue, I'm just saying. But
speaking of
the WWE is starting their own podcast since the success of the Steve Austin Show and the Jericho podcast. They are starting their own. Colts. Guess who is the host? I'm very, very proud of, because she is Canadian from sports something in Canada. Her Renee Young, yes. Renee Parquette. She was awesome on the score. Yeah, that's what it's called, the score.
And, yeah, because they brought back Aftermath and it's terrible now.
Yeah, I like Jackie Redmond though. I think she's doing better. I'm not a huge fan of what's his face? Cam on the show. Cam, the big guy with orange hair. He knows his football,
We need to be on that show. We need to be hosting that show.
So Renee Young gets to do the WWE podcast. So good for her. She's really making a name for herself, and so good for her. It feels like when you watch someone progress in their career like that, it's nice to see. Mm-hmm. That was a big jump too. Big jump. So.
I like her and Regal's banter on NXT.
Yeah, she's quick too, because for the listeners maybe who don't know, on the score they used to have to do sometimes all afternoon they go live, or at least for a half hour or something. So she's very good with improv and going quick on the spot like that. So good for her.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So let's segue into a little bit of Walking Dead before we wrap this mofo up.
All right.
So this week was the big return for the mid-season finale. So everyone is a splinter. So Carl and Rick took off in one direction. Tyrese was all, hey, let's get over here this way, to the little girls.
Hopefully have the baby.
And the baby. I think that baby's dead. I think that's what should happen. But I don't know if they have the balls to do that. I was listening to the Nerdist podcast with Robert Kirkman, and apparently Norman Reedus goes to him every day, like, am I okay? I'm okay? Am I? And Kirkman goes, you're the franchise. You're not going anywhere. the actual thing was, how many lunchboxes are you on right now? So yeah, I think he's the only one who's safe.
Yeah, fuck, yeah, that's what you get from it, is that he's the only one who's safe.
I think he's the only one that's safe. Or it'll be when he dies, it'll be like a big point of the show, like a cliffhanger, like a finale, season finale, and it'll break the internet when he dies. Just flat out, fuck it, it's broken.
Yeah, well, I don't know how you got to that kind of topic. Let's talk about the episode a little bit.
Yeah, so
it's kind of a slower episode compared to the rest. What happened last time? You only really see three characters the whole show. You see Rick. You see.
Is it Emo Carl? Is this the start of Emo Carl?
Emo Carl hitting puberty.
Mm-hmm. My favorite part of the episode is when they actually went into the house and he just looked in that kid's room and you just saw a flicker of like him being a kid, just the look on his face of like, oh, that's cool. There's an Xbox and games and this and that, then he realizes, fuck it, just takes the cord to tie the door.
Yeah, see, that's pretty cool that they can act and make you suspend your disbelief like that, because I felt the same emotion. So it's a good show for that respect. Like, everyone who gets on the show for just being like a zombie show, got some good acting that help you suspend your disbelief, and it just creates the environment for everything, so...
And it's the quiet moments that make everything, when something big fucked up happens, means a lot more.
Yeah, it's well paced. I remember, it's just well paced. No rush to tell a story, so mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of backstory for Michonne a little bit and things like that.
Yeah, that was kind of a weird part of it. I guess it took some analyzing to figure out what was going on there, but. Yeah, it's kind of weird to see her in an urban city landscape. It's weird.
That's kind of cool, because for people like us who have read the comics, it's very much almost like, oh, okay. Like, there's a little bit of her comic origin in there, because he did like a one-shot.
Well, people like you. I didn't read the comic.
Yeah, you should, because it's fucking amazing.
Well, now I kind of don't really want to spoil anything, even though they're probably way off.
Well, they're going like this, so. Yeah. But it's still worth a read. But Yeah. So yeah, Walking Dead was good this week. We'll see what happens next week once people start getting back together and things like that.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll happen. We'll have to see some more characters next week. I didn't watch the preview because the guys I was watching it with refused to watch the preview, so they don't get anything spoiled.
Yeah. The funniest part of the episode was actually on the Talking Dead commercial with Hardwick feeding the severed head of Herschel chocolate pudding.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. I saw a little bit of that. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Yeah.
What else have you been watching this week?
Watched the Bigfoot show again.
You're getting into that Bigfoot show.
I like Bigfoot, yeah. I'm a Bigfoot guy. Bigfoot nice. Believer. Believer in Bigfoot.
You should wrestle Bigfoot.
Fuck, I'd lose a bit. I got size 12s. But not that big, not like.
Here's our pitch for a reality show. Okay. We're gonna track Bigfoot down.
Yeah.
Then we're gonna wrestle him.
That's
what's gonna set our show apart from all the other Bigfoot shows.
What are we gonna call it? Bigfoot wrestling Bigfoot.
Oh.
Bigfoot in panties.
There you go.
Bigfoot in tiny tights.
Bigfoot in panties.
Okay.
Because people are gonna see people are gonna see that on the channel guide.
Like, yeah.
What the fuck is that show?
Bigfoot in panties. You never seen it? What?
No. It's crazy.
Fucking get on the train. Bigfoot in panties. Choo choo.
Bigfoot in panties. It's like one part Bigfoot fun show, one part of true Hollywood of like New Jersey, and everything all mixed into one.
I know. One part of your heart is racing. Second part of your hands on your wiener.
And then there's the bonus round, and then someone gets eliminated.
And then the boner round.
Yes. That's why the show's not on till like midnight on MXS.
It's got a rating.
That's right. Uncut versions on the internet. With less nudity. It's weird how that works.
Bigfoot and panties.
Yes. No music this week. What happened to our music compliment? Last week was epic.
Yeah, it's a special. It's a special moment. It's a special, special. I don't know. I'm getting tired.
I can always tell when you start tapping out.
I've been energetic this episode.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Sergio will vow for it, right, Sergio?
We have no viewers at the moment, so.
I know, still.
Yes, we should wrap her up then. So, until as always, you can follow us in our email at tinytightshow@gmail.com. Too much cider.
Yeah, you can go to our Twitter or our Instagram at tinytightshow. There'll be some good stuff on there. Our YouTube channel, get some content up there.
Mm-hmm. Start reviewing Japanese death matches. Somehow.
You guys want to see our face, you go to our YouTube channel. You go, if you want to just listen to us, go to Podomatic, go to iTunes.
We're all over the place.
Yeah, I'd rather just listen to us because I don't like what's going on here.
Oh yeah. I like the whole, I say it's the Wolverine thing. Most people can pull it off, but I think I do.
All right. Well, let's end the show with you close out on your tattoo and you reading that speech one more time.
I got rid of it. Okay. So, actually, let's do the tattoo. So, until next time, I am Mike Batchelor.
I'm Zach Salek.
Tighty tights are aight.
Tights win fights.
Booyah!